producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it?
I want the feeling, so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello.
How are you, darling? How can I help?
I'm fine, Dr. Asa. How are you?
I am living well.
Good, good. Two questions. Number one.
All right.
Give you three scenarios. In 2009, I was informed I had type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure.
Okay.
So I was on the glipizide and metformin and metoprolol. Don't like the glipizide, cause blurred vision. Metformin seems to do okay. One of the doctors didn't really pay me no attention, so I'm between doctors right now. The question is, over the past week and a half, I've been having pain on the left side of my foot, right at the fatty part, the ball under the toe, and on the heel, like tingling sensations.
Okay.
And I wonder if there's something I can use or take for that. I do take biotin, garlic, probiotics. Recently started that about, say, 3 weeks ago.
Hmm.
Eating habits haven't been the greatest, but I'm serious now about changing that.
Okay, good.
Include more fruits and veggies. 3 years ago, I was 30 pounds heavier than I am now. I'm still plus size. I still need to lose more weight. But 240 sounds better than, well, 252 is better than 287. I'm proud of that.
That's right. That is true. So you're willing to make some changes. That's the key, right?
Yes.
And so the doctors now still have you on the medications, but you really want to come up with a new game plan. Have you started exercising at all?
Well, I walk every day. My
okay.
My vehicle is out and I haven't purchased a new one, so I do a lot of walking now.
And how long do you walk for? Maybe 30, 45 minutes? How long do you go out there for?
That was a blessing within itself in disguise. As opposed to riding everywhere, yes.
That's good. That's always a plus. All right, so coming up with a new game plan for the diet itself. So, you know, each one of your meals, three meals a day, couple snacks in between, are going to be important. Portion sizes are big, too, so you want to keep those relatively small. But you want to make sure you're getting in those good, lean, quality proteins, and you're eating good fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats. And you always want to remember that fats really are not going to make you fat. They're the good kind. And they're actually great for supporting your hormones. They're great for supporting getting the right kind of calories. They've got protein in them as well. So brain chemistry, I mean, there's a host of things of what the right kind of fats can do for your body. So all that's important. And with diabetes, you always want to make sure when you're eating your meals, one, that you're eating steady, you know, that you don't have a lot of gaps in between the meals, but then also that you have a protein, which is like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, something like that, along with a fat. When you eat those together, then whatever carbohydrate you have, it will help regulate the blood sugar. So the fat and the protein helps regulate. Now, they both do. You can do one or the other, but it's good to always get all three nutrients in one meal. Now, if you do a snack, like, for example, let's say it's 10 a.m. and you're trying to eat something between that and lunch, you could do a handful of almonds or walnuts or something like that, and you know, maybe an orange, or because you're eating the whole food itself, and the little bit of carbohydrate you're going to get in the orange, the fat in the almonds or walnuts are going to balance that out. So that makes it a really good snack, and they work hand in hand together. So just in that respect, when you're looking at diabetes, that is a real big key. Now, with blood pressure and all, and swelling in the feet, you've got to be really careful. And I'd make sure you're working with your doctor on a regular basis so they can keep track of that. I do think, though, that the weight is playing an issue. Not having seen any of the tests and all, and your doctor's going to have to make that kind of call. But no doubt about it, your lifestyle is a huge, huge indicator of why you're dealing with all this. So coming up with a new game plan, I'm so proud of you. I'm just excited that you're ready to change, because I can't do that. You know, that's the thing. I can't force you, can't make you. No one else can. You have to make those decisions for yourself. And so we're going to have a brand new Vanessa before we know it.
Correct. But it starts early.
It starts now with you making a decision you want to get well. And with you doing that, you just got to put one foot in front of the other. And don't look back. You remember what happens when people look back? There's an old story about how someone turned to a pillar of salt. You don't want to look back, girl. You want to keep looking forward and make it happen. And we'll do whatever we can here to support you along the way. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can also go online, getwellradio.com, and shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And our preferred wellness providers are available, a great network of providers around the country that believe in nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Unbelievable on how they can take care of you, taking you from where you are to where you need to be. Jane, you're with us next. How can I help?
Hi. I have ulcerative colitis.
Okay.
And it's fairly well controlled.
Okay.
But it's about 6 or 7 years ago, I started having problems with my eye. And I have more trouble now with my eye than I do with the colon. And I'm wondering if there's something
related?
Some supplement, something. I know it's related. But I'm wondering if there's something I can do, something something different other than what you would take just for general inflammation. Is there anything that will cut help with the inflammation that's eye healthy? Does that make sense?
It does. Eye healthy. Yep, it does. And so what are the main symptoms of your eye? It's bothering you, but what's going on?
I have chronic iritis and chronic retinitis. So I'll just wake up one morning and I can't see, and I go to the doctor, and the macula is inflamed.
Yeah, one of the big that's a challenge. Your diet plays a role. Stress plays a role. Those two, okay. And so eating very well, cutting down foods that create a lot of inflammation, like the processed foods, grains, a lot of dairy products, get into what you're eating. That's the key. And with ulcerative colitis, see, as you know, like we're talking about, it goes hand in hand. So cutting out gluten from the diet, it means all grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of that. Cow's milk, dairy, pasteurized, homogenized, because the body has a hard time breaking that down. Probiotics can be very helpful along the way, too, because it's going to replace and put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. You've got to set a good foundation. The foundation for everything in your body starts in the gut, and you probably already know that. But just a couple of reminders to help you with that. And I tell you what, I wouldn't get overly frustrated, because a lot of these things can resolve, and I'm sure your docs are going to work with you on that. But keep doing your research and keep pursuing health, because with the ulcerative colitis, that's your root. And by clearing that up, so much of your body is going to improve.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health.
Hey, this is Claire, and in 1 month, I dropped my total cholesterol 84 points and my LDL 68 points. The best way to lower your cholesterol. I mean, there's no better way to lower your cholesterol than eating pancakes. It made it easy for me because I didn't have to think about some of the meals I was going to eat. Amazingly impressive way to drop your cholesterol.
Go to StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for Natural Medicine, featured at the United Nations, and has 75 peer-reviewed published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You know, there's a lot of hype about, of course, I think I'm a big fan of animals, and dogs especially. I think they can be, you know, they call them man's best friend, woman's best friend, and they bring so much joy to our lives, and I really believe it helps people live longer. Having a companion of some sorts, even at that level, becomes like family. And so having your dogs around, can they be good for your health or not? Well, I think they're ultimately great for your health. But then there's the aspect of whether they're hypoallergenic or are you allergic to them? Do they create more allergies for your kids, for you? But, you know, the interesting thing is hypoallergenic dogs are no less likely to make you sneeze than other dogs. There's a new study out on this. So technically there's dogs that were created and bred to be hypoallergenic, which I think is ridiculous. But it's widely believed that hypoallergenic dogs produce less dander and saliva and shed less fur, making them a healthier choice for people with allergies. But a team at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit found no scientific evidence that hypoallergenic dogs produce fewer allergens. The researchers examined dust samples from about 173 homes with 60 different breeds of dogs, including 11 breeds considered hypoallergenic. Samples were collected from the floor or carpet of the baby's bedroom 1 month after a newborn was brought home, and only from homes with just one dog. So researchers then analyzed the dust samples for the dog allergen CAN-F1, and there were no significant differences in allergen levels between homes and hyperallergenic dogs and those with other dogs. Studies published in the March issue of the American Journal of Rhinology and Allergy. That's always been a hot topic, whether or not you should get a hypoallergenic pet or not, and is that really going to make a big difference in your overall profile and dealing with allergies? I mean, if you cut down the histamine and you increase your digestibility of proteins better, you're not going to be as responsive to the dander or pollen or anything else, any other kind of allergen for that matter. So, I mean, is it the chicken or the egg? I think with allergies, from the research I've done and seen, that it's so much more really to get down to the bottom line and make sure that you're breaking your proteins down and get to the root cause of the matter rather than just being kind of out in the fringes and still working on the symptoms themselves. That's just the better route to go. With dogs, just get the dog that you like and that you love and then create healthier lifestyle choices around, and you're not going to be dealing with allergies anyway. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can also send me an email, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm living well. What's up?
Well, I was having problems with my shoulder. Like, if I cough, I feel a pain, but if I sneeze, the pain so bad that it pretty much draws my shoulder in.
Okay.
And I've went to my chiropractor, and she's can't figure out what it is. And I've done x-rays, and it's not showing any kind of bone damage or anything. So I'm just trying to figure it out.
Have you done anything to hurt it? Were you playing a sport or anything that injured it? Golf, tennis?
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Golf or tennis?
No, not really. I work at UPS. I do a lot of lifting and lowering of heavy boxes. And then in December, I was rear-ended.
Okay, got it. Well, then here's the deal, kind of the breakdown. You're already going to a chiropractic physician, which I think is smart because you have to realize that with the shoulder itself, the nerves that come out and innervate the muscles means that they go out and go into the muscles and control everything into the arm actually originate from the base of the neck. And so in a car accident, a lot of times you get, even though you might not feel whiplash or whatever, you still take the impact. And studies have shown that it really can decrease the disc height than the base of the neck. And so you've got to be careful with that, because if nothing gets addressed, then, of course, they probably explain that to you. They can cause the issues to get worse, and, of course, it'll cause the function to decrease or decline within the shoulder, and that's not going to help anyone. So you might want to, I mean, hopefully they'll still be working on that. That's a big, big key with the overall process. I would also have maybe a physical therapist look at it, because they can look at it from a biomechanical perspective and look at some of the muscles. Your chiropractic physician can look at that too. It just depends on how they're trained, whether they're trained more in extremities or not. But you'll want to have them look actually at the different aspects of the shoulder and see how the range of motion is and that sort of thing. So I would look into that and make sure you have a couple of folks around you that creates a great team for that. The other issue, too, is from a nutritional perspective, vitamin D, which is a big player, and also boron and manganese can all play a big role in supporting a healthy shoulder. And if you get deficient at all through stress or poor diet or whatever it might be, then it can cause things not to work as well and can cause issues in that regard. So keep those things kind of in your pocket to look through along the way. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But, you know, that's the good news. The good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, then many times you can lifestyle your way out and get well, stay well, and live well. So the hope is that even though we might have messed some things up ourselves, we can undo that and make better choices, educated choices, with where we are. We don't have to be stuck. We can actually improve our lives simply by making new lifestyle choices. And no one else can do it but you. That's the cool thing. You can actually step up and undo a lot of the stuff that's going on in your life. So you've been diagnosed with something, don't freak out. Because help can be right around the corner. You just have to know what that is, what kind of choices to make, and then see a new you begin to pop up. But nothing's going to change unless you change. That's the key, and we help you do that right here on the show. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the benefits of matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Matcha green tea can help you boost your metabolism and burn those calories, calm and relax your body from anxiety and stress, increase your focus, and experience long, clean, organic energy without the jitters. Plus, matcha green tea has over 1,000 antioxidants. When it comes to green tea, there's no better choice, in my opinion, than matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Using matcha green tea powder regularly can help lower your bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol in your body. Order matcha green tea now from Matcha Organics and receive the 100 Matcha Green Tea Recipe ebook for free. This ebook features great recipes which will teach you how to use matcha green tea throughout the day besides just drinking it. Plus, get a 60-day no questions asked Matcha Organics money back guarantee. To order your matcha green tea today, visit matchaorganics.com. That's matchaorganics.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
The show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We want to take you from where you are to where you need to be. But you have to be willing to make the change, and that is the key. Our food for the day are cherries, one of my favorites. A growing body of science now reveals that tart cherries, as either dried, frozen, or cherry juice, have among the highest levels of disease-fighting antioxidants when compared to other fruits. They also contain other important nutrients, such as beta-carotene, which is, of course, 19 more than they, times more than they have in blueberries or strawberries, vitamin C, potassium, magnesium, iron, fiber, and folate, which emerging evidence links cherries to many important health benefits, from helping you ease the pain of arthritis and gout to reducing risk factors for heart disease, diabetes, and certain cancers. Cherries also contain melatonin, which has been found to help regulate the body's natural sleep patterns, helps form serotonin, which, of course, helps with depression, and then, of course, can prevent memory loss and delay the aging process. I don't know about you, but all this sounds pretty darn good. A recent study from the University of Michigan reveals that new evidence linking cherries to heart health benefits, and the study found that a cherry-enriched diet lowered total weight, body fat, especially important belly fat, inflammation, and cholesterol risk factors, especially for heart disease. So get your cherries in. really good for gout, but good for other issues as well. 888-283-7272 are the phone lines. They're open. Go online, getwellradio.com, and shoot me an email. I'll be glad to take it as part of the show. Barbara, you're next with us on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Asa. I'm on as an advocate for a friend of mine who is very skittish about calling in, and I'm just worried sick about her.
That's okay. Let's talk about her. What's going on?
I tried to get her on the night before last, and I wasn't able to get on that night myself. She has a heart condition. She has terrible attacks of gout, the last attack she had, she went to the hospital, and they wanted to take her toe off, and she slithered through that and didn't have it done, and she was on prednisone, and she said as long as she was on prednisone, the gout didn't bother her.
Right.
But now she's evidently off the prednisone. She has a heart condition, and she only has one kidney. The other kidney is just not functioning at all. And she told me night before last that she had her toe was oozing and had a terrible odor from it. And I tried to tell her that, you know, that this could be gangrene setting in. And she takes Oxycontin, I believe it is. And as I say, she has a heart condition. She also has ulcers. And so when you came on the other night, you were mentioning that a vinegar was good for bacterial like underarm deodorants and things like that, and I suggested that she get some of that and soak her foot in it to see if maybe that would take the infection out of it, I couldn't get her to go on last night, and I just wondered if you can offer suggestions.
Are you more concerned about the... now, has she been to her doctor through this process, or just you and her talking?
No, she's been to her... She's going to the doctor just about all the time for something, but what I'm trying to do is to save her foot from being amputated. I feel like she's close to having that happen.
Have the doctors told her that?
Well, they...
I know they said they wanted to cut her toe off,
yeah,
but they didn't do that.
Well, I'm just afraid that she's just letting it slide, and maybe she's got gangrene working on it now. That's what it sounded like to me. She said she had her toes spread apart with cotton, and she needed to go to a podiatrist, I guess, because every time she walked, her toenails were cutting into her toes, and she can hardly walk with the foot the way it is.
I would probably have, just my thoughts on this is to stay with her doctor, and obviously if it is infected, then getting that under control. But if it's gout and that's what we're dealing with, then you got to look. She's got to look at number one, looking at her diet, making some radical changes there, but also making sure that her body's breaking down the excess proteins. Because if it's not, then it's building up these uric acid crystals in the joint, and that's what causes the gout, the gouty arthritis, to be so painful and to not really go away. And so, there are some things that can help. But I'm with you. If it's infected, which it sounds like it is, they've got to get that under control. She needs to be on, obviously, some, if it's infected, antibiotics and the whole nine yards. So I'm surprised if it is infected, they don't have her on some form of treatment like that. Do they not?
Well, apparently not. I guess when she left out of there with the without having her toe amputated, I don't know. She also has some constraints of low income. And I don't know. She said she knows that she's not supposed to eat things like, you know, ham and things like that. But she just doesn't seem to, I don't know what it is, whether it's the drugs she's taking, and she evidently just doesn't listen and doesn't seem to be aware of what she's doing to herself.
I would be real careful and steer clear. Even if she's dealing with some tough financial situation, maybe she can have some friends come along or whatever and help her. But going and get that, if it's infected, she's got to go to the doctor and have that treated. I mean, it sounds to me like that's the first priority, regardless if she's already left and kind of gone and went against what they want. At first, she needs to take a real hard look and listen to what they have to say, not go do her own thing, but actually get, because when it gets to that level, her physicians are going to have the best advice. And it's even tough for me to even give it a thought, even without seeing it. The biggest thought I can give her, if you're asking me what to tell her or what to do, is to go back to her doctors, regardless, even if she has to find more of a faith-based clinic that will, you know, work with her financially. Because to leave it like it is and just hope for the best or look for something natural, that's not a smart move on her part at all. Like, I wouldn't even, that's not even in the realm of what she should be doing. She's got to go to get that handled, literally, to whatever level needs to take place, and then move forward with what she has left from there to come up with a good structured game plan. So that's kind of my thought, is to definitely go over there and get with her doctor immediately. That's what I think. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to Ed now. Hi, Ed.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Doc.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
I'm going to be 56 here in a couple weeks. Definitely a few pounds old. I have a hard time, I think, with some, as far as wanting to or desiring to get intimate. A certain amount of sex or whatever.
Right, I get it. So there's no desire, or it's difficult to make things happen?
Not difficult to make things happen, but once it does, the whole package.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything's tied together. So, I mean, if the relationship's not right and you guys aren't close and things are on good terms, then, you can throw intimacy out the window. Forget all that. This is not even going to happen. And especially from a woman's perspective, too. But, yeah, I mean, if you're frustrated and you got a lot going on, maybe where there's a lot of things kind of stirring up on the inside, your desire is going to go down, and the performance is definitely going to go down. How long has this whole thing been going on in a negative way?
Probably for a couple months. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Have you guys talked about it? Like, have you gone to any counseling or anything to get to try to straighten things out?
Sir.
Yeah, I would probably consider doing that, because I mean, a lot of times if you can't get things to resolve between the two people, it's always good to have a third party, and that's what a counselor does. That's so beneficial, is they become that third party in the whole equation that can really help kind of get things out on the table and really get you to understand, you know, where the breakdown is. I mean, have you guys had a good relationship for a long period and you're just kind of going through a phase, you think?
Yeah, I think it's going through. I mean, I'm going to this a keeper, and I definitely will.
Are you guys married?
No, we're not married.
And how long have you been together?
A little over five. 5 months.
Well, I can tell you right now, first and foremost, is to not be intimate until you get married. It's probably going to be your best bet. Nothing's going to make your relationship better until you build a solid foundation of trust, and it really does start by removing the physical part and focusing on the emotional and spiritual part together. Once that's strong, then the other will fall right into place.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, America's Health Coach here. I've been an avid exercise enthusiast for years. In my 25 years of working out, I've used at least a dozen different brands of whey protein powders. I took them to ensure I was getting an easily assimilated protein source to repair my muscle tissue. And all that time, I've never taken a product that's produced the kind of results I'm now having with One World Whey. I mix One World Whey chocolate and water, and it tastes great. After 20 minutes, the energy from the drink kicks in and makes me feel a profound improvement in energy and well-being that lasts for hours. With my busy and demanding schedule, I'm finding One World Whey keeps me fueled and picks me up. Feel more strength and energy and even a better mood. This is the most amazing whey protein powder I've ever taken. Being a doctor, I'm very selective about what I put into my body. If you'd like to give it a try, check out the single serving products they have. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Go online, getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. You have to be one to make the changes, though. Nobody else can do it for you. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your wife, your husband. Nobody can make and take responsibility for your health but you. You have to make the change. So the question is, are you willing? Let's go to Becky now. Hi, Becky. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. I have my tongue. Everything sets it on fire. My mouth draws like I've had something bitter, and I'm getting hoarser and hoarser. It doesn't hurt in my throat. And my lips are getting to where they're like chapped all the time and cracking on each side.
Could be a couple of things. A lot of times when you have those kind of conditions, it can be nerve-related, so you might want to have that checked out. And when I say that, I mean, you can go to a neurologist. I think that's a good way to go. Family doctor, then you'll go to a neurologist typically. But you might want to have either an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician or even a naturopathic physician. Take a look at that. And they've got some great alternative means to be able to figure out exactly what's going on and come up with a good game plan. So could be a vitamin B1 or B2 deficiency, too. A lot of that can create burning and cause some cracking and whatnot within the mouth. So increasing your vegetable intake can be helpful. If that doesn't work, then you can look into the supplementation from vitamin B1, thiamine pyrophosphate, or riboflavin 5-phosphate, which is a derivative of vitamin B2. Hope that helps. Scripture for the day comes from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And that is for sure. Dental visits now to ERs are on the rise. So Americans who turn up in the emergency room to get dental care really aren't lost. They're probably just running out of options. So according to a new report from the Pew Center of the States, more than 800,000 visits to the ER in 2009 were for toothaches and other avoidable dental ailments. People showing up in emergency rooms for dental is really your sign that your system is breaking down. Shelley Gershon said, who's the director of the Pew Center's Children's Dental Campaign, it's just not serving enough people. She said, in the symptom in crisis, in hard times, states often cut Medicaid's dental benefits, pushing low-income patients from the dentist office into the emergency room. But the shift from Medicaid reimbursements to hospitals is still costly to states, though the dental groups have long since said that ERs only provide temporary relief for dental emergencies and lead to recurring hospital visits, which can burden the taxpayers for spending it in the worst possible way, she said. For example, the report shows that in 2002, Maryland had a 12% increase in the rate of ER visits and also Medicaid reimbursements for private practice dentists treating adult emergencies. Florida reported more than 115,000 dental-related ER visits in 2010. And in Oregon, a 31% hike of the ER cases among Medicaid enrollees over a three-year period. Access to dental care is also creating a surge in ER visits. Safety net facilities like community health centers are losing federal funding and are unable to provide comprehensive dental care. The report suggests several steps to alleviate this problem. States committed to serving more low-income people should ensure their Medicaid reimbursement rates are high enough to cover the cost of care. So that's catch-22. Do you use the hospitals or do you not? When you've got, I mean, my gosh, if you get tooth pain, you're going to go. regardless of what we've been going back and forth here in this article about the increase and this and that and the other, the bottom line is we're going to use whatever facility we have to get out of pain. That's just our human nature. But I do think we need to do something for reimbursements for the dentist, because, I mean, you start cutting Medicaid, you start cutting down the reimbursements, you're going to get a poor quality of care. I mean, think about it. I mean, I don't mind. No dentist would mind giving some benevolence, for certain. But you start cutting the overall reimbursement, you're going to start getting some. The last thing I want working on me is a disgruntled dentist. Can I get an amen? Because I'm telling you, I don't like going to the dentist at all. Sorry, fellas and gals. I just am just not. It's just not my favorite place to go. Think you're great. Think you're awesome. But I just don't get real fired up about it. And if I, you know, I've had a couple of cavities in my lifetime, and it's just not fun. So I don't get real fired up about it. So you take a disgruntled dentist who's only going to get $15 instead of $80 because of my insurance, and he knows it. That's not going to be a pretty day. Last thing I want to do is be laying in that chair and have somebody with a bunch of instruments in my mouth trying to figure out and being real frustrated that my insurance ain't going to pay him. I'd be the kind of guy that would just pony up cash and just be like, look, man, take good care of my mouth. You know, just the way that I am. Which that is, it's crazy to think about that. But they're doing it with everybody. And doctors, it's happening with them. Physicians, happening with them as well. And it's going to be a challenge. It'll be interesting to see what happens. That's for sure. And, I mean, just in the middle of all of this, it's pretty intense. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Our preferred wellness providers, don't forget, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, nutrition and lifestyle-based care, and they are growing every single day. It's pretty exciting. Samantha wanted to know, she's in California, and she wants to know about getting a personal trainer. Now, I talk about personal training a lot. Matter of fact, Fitness Together is a great national chain, our chain that we, as our provider in Chattanooga, phenomenal group of folks over there if you live in the Chattanooga area. But personal training is important. I think that everyone that embarks on any type of fitness routine needs to have a personal trainer, at least for a period of time. Maybe it be a month or 2 months, but you learn so much and your results are just phenomenal. You will double, triple the time and the results and not waste a lot of time. So I'm a big fan. Yes, I do think that's a smart move. Puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. And together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the benefits of matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Matcha green tea can help you boost your metabolism and burn those calories, calm and relax your body from anxiety and stress, increase your focus, and experience long, clean, organic energy without the jitters. Plus, matcha green tea has over 1,000 antioxidants. When it comes to green tea, there's no better choice, in my opinion, than matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Using matcha green tea powder regularly can help lower your bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol in your body. Order matcha green tea now from Matcha Organics and receive the 100 Matcha Green Tea Recipe ebook for free. This ebook features great recipes which will teach you how to use matcha green tea throughout the day besides just drinking it. Plus, get a 60-day no questions asked Matcha Organics money back guarantee. To order your matcha green tea today, visit matchaorganics.com. That's matchaorganics.com.